Baruch Tzvi from Yerushalayim asks, in question 72, the Rav answered that girls should be dressed according to the halachas of tznias from age 3, according to the opinion that the bir halacha brings down, even though we are normally lenient like the Chazon Ish. However, I was under the impression that the Chazon Ish set his prak with regards to this very bir halacha, as is found in Sefer Chazon Ish, Hilchos Brachos, Siman Tes Vav. What I meant to say, and that's, I think I did say, but is that the Mishnah Brura in this halacha is machmir and requires girls from the age of 3 to dress with all of the halachas of tznias, whereas the Chazon Ish, commenting on this psak of the Mishnah Brura, says that one can be makel and not consider a girl needing to dress with all of the halachas of tznias until she is of the age where she begins to look a little bit like a woman, probably 7, 8, 6, 7, 8. So what I said was that even though many follow the psak of the Mishnah Berurah Lechumrah, one can be lenient and follow the psak of the Chazon Ish when necessary. He also asks, Tosus and Sota says that while one is using his own voice, he cannot hear another person's voice according to halacha. For example, to answer amen to a bracha while he is davening at the same time. Does this apply even while one is reading quiet enough that he cannot even hear himself? The idea that trei koli lo mishtamoi can hear two things at the same time, Tosus says that even in a situation where one would normally be able to distinguish between two voices because it's something chaviv, something that he is excited about or whatever, that does not apply where the person himself is talking because he can't concentrate on what he is hearing. And therefore it could be that even if he is reading quiet enough that he cannot even hear himself, but since he's concentrating on what he is saying and not on what the person who is being motzi him, who is reciting whatever he wants to hear, therefore he can't be yotzi. I've also heard that an eitzah, when one finds himself in a situation involving kol isha, is to sing along or make another noise to himself and to make his voice louder. Could it be that according to this Tosfos, one does not have to be louder than the kol isha, but just audible to himself? The idea of trei koli lo mishtamoi is more that one can't concentrate on what is being said. By kol isha, it's not so much the words, but it's the sound itself coming from a woman that is arousing and that's prohibited to listen to, and therefore, for sure, the sound one can hear, even though he can't distinguish, perhaps, and concentrate on the words, and therefore, the what Tosfos says and the halachas of kol isha really have no connection. In addition, there are those that say that the idea of trei koli lo mishtamoi doesn't apply at all to the idea of kol isha. There was a heter that I think it was Rabbi Zil Hildesheimer mentioned, that if boys and girls are singing together, since you can't distinguish any specific voice by itself and two voices together can't be heard, that's okay. However, there are those that say that that doesn't apply because, again, here the idea of not distinguishing is not distinguishing the words. Or when it comes to shofar, the exact sound of the shofar. But for sure, one can hear the sound of the voice of the woman, and that's what's prohibited. In addition, it says that in the case where something is precious to a person, he's interested in it, then he can even hear two voices, and surely the Yetzer Hara makes the sound of the woman's voice interesting, and therefore the halacha of trei koli lo mishtamoi, halacha-wise, according to most opinions, does not affect the prohibition of kol isha.